All right, hello and welcome to yet another episode of Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. We have an eclectic mix of sounds ahead for you for the next hour. We are a weekly show. If you like what you hear, you can dig into past shows at our blog, ausstrandedradio.com. We're at Twitter, at ausstranded, and you can follow us at Facebook, at facebook.com/ausstranded. So we have Magic Dirt to start the show. I like to go back and revisit bands that I know and love from when I grew up in Australia. This band was really prominent in the 90s and have returned even after the tragic death of founding bass player Dean Turner. The band was on hiatus for a couple of years following that untimely death. But there was a reunion in 2018. And the band's out touring again, which is fantastic. I'm not sure if there's any sounds, new sounds on the way, but we'll see. Current bassist is Steve Patrick, who I believe is a long-term friend of the band and guitar tech of Adelita, the frontwoman. So let's start out with the very first track from the very first EP, Signs of Satanic Youth, I believe came out around 1993, and then we'll hear Body Snatcher from Friends in Danger from 1996, and then into their more sort of pop oriented phase with the Tough Love record, which came out in 2003. Really cool single from that record, Plastic Loveless Letter. Here's the awesome Magic Dirt for you here on Stranded.
Thank you. Cigarette. this letter.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Some sweet tracks there from Magic Dirt. Going right back to the start of their career with the Signs of Satanic Youth EP, with Eat Your Blood, the lead-off track, and then the lengthy track Body Snatcher from my favourite record of theirs, Friends in Danger, and then Plastic Loveless Letter, a latter-day single from the band from the Tough Love record, and they are playing again, and I wonder if some new songs are on the way. I do hope so. Now here's a track from the Mick Majew and the Messages album. Mick Majew and the Mesmerizers. It's called Open Season. We'll hear the lead-off track, Imaginary Friends. So Mick Majew is a real Australian music legend. He was the singer and songwriter for the Screaming Tribesmen, who formed in Brisbane in 1981. And they had some great songs, including Igloo, which I've played on this show a lot, Date with a Vampire, I Got a Feeling. He's got great melodic sense. And he's been in a number of other bands that he's put together, solo bands. His latest band is Mick Majew and the Mesmerizers. And this album is from this year, so let's hear a track from it now. He's Brisbane-based. And then I'll introduce you to the Dip Road Dogs. So they are a psych rock band from Victoria. I believe they're kind of from a regional area. They have a debut single out called Labor Day, and I'm just seeing here they have a forthcoming EP called Shuck Shuka, which is out early in 2020. Their band name is they are from a regional area. It says here, we all lived on a farm on Dip Road. It's where we first started jamming together when we first got our first gig. We needed a name fast, so they've kept that name. So Dip Road Dogs. And then we're going to hear a really cool artist I've discovered named Green Buzzard. I really like his influences. He's heavy into the Brit pop hooks of Guided by Voices-esque kind of garage punk. He also cites artists like Pavement, Dinosaur Jr. as big influences. He is from New South Wales, the city of Oberon. I'm not sure where that is. Probably close to Sydney. Okay. This is Stranded. Let's keep it going with Mick Majew and the Mesmerizers from Brisbane.
Ever since I turned 20, I feel I've been slipping plenty. My memory's bad, so remind me, was there a time we didn't care?
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola. No marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
At the top of that set, you heard Mick Madue and the Mesmerizers out of Brisbane, Queensland, with Imaginary Friend, lead-off track to Open Season of this year. It's great to see that Mick Madue is back in action. Then we heard Dip Road Dogs from regional Victoria with their debut single Labor Day, and Green Buzzard from New South Wales with Country Life. The album, a debut album for Green Buzzard, is Amidst the Clutter and Mess. Canadian music from here on in, here on Stranded. Destroyer has another single out from the soon-to-be-released record Have We Met. It's called It Doesn't Just Happen. Always exciting when Destroyer re-emerges with another fine, I'm sure will be a very fine album. He's a brilliant lyrical form as always. Then we're going to hear from Weaves out of Toronto with Internet Tears, a single from them, and Louise Burns with Everything You Got.
The light and the air and the time of the night, they play your favorite song. She's just too dark to care. High water everywhere, smoke gets in your eyes. You throw yourself down on the playground, skid to a halt on the runway. You cast a poisonous look to the sun. You know it just doesn't happen to anyone. You know this doesn't just happen to anyone. Silence unbearable. walked on the runway. You cast a poisonous look to the sun. You know it doesn't just happen to anyone. You know this just doesn't happen to anyone. Just happen to anyone, you know it just
This is Rock Now. Listen now.
Sometimes the internet makes me cry at night. Sometimes I cry at night looking at the internet. Sometimes the internet makes me cry.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. We heard the brand new single from the forthcoming Destroyer record there. It doesn't just happen. The album is Have We Met? Then we heard Weaves with Internet Tears and Louise Burns with Everything You Got, and her record is Portraits. So let's squeeze in two more tracks now, two solo artists. Firstly, Evan J. Cartwright from Toronto with Should I? His EP is called Dote. And then Kaylee Thomas, a fine songwriter from Edmonton, Alberta. And we'll hear her single Midnight Hours. That'll be about it for the show. You can catch us online at ozstrandedradio.com. That's our blog. We're at Twitter at ozstranded and facebook.com/ozstrandedradio. My name's Matt. I'll catch you next week. Here's Evan J. Cartwright.
Could I kiss you?
my heart once. He's almost never what he knows. Should I even bother? An empty cup is just another taste. Oh, should I? For what my heart wants is almost never what another's heart wants. And sadly, just one.
We do what we have to do to make. is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Does anybody know where he's from?
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it. Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.